Elected president in Venezuela. Who will we elect with a month to go? It's Fast and Furious on the campaign trail for Obama and Romney on the heels of a big debate where Mitt Romney clearly was in the driver's seat. But will it matter in the end? Because it's all about winning, baby, and it's about the votes. Could be a step in the right direction. One of the headlines I saw in the Washington Post when I was traveling, which, by the way, it's great to be back on U.S. soil. What a fine time we had in Ireland to be the guests of the Tourism Bureau there and to talk about the gathering coming up next year. If you have any kind of Irish blood in you or you wish you had Irish blood, it's a good time to go back. And maybe the exchange rate will be okay. It was about 75 cents to a dollar for us, by the way, as I am kind of jumping ahead here. What ultimately could be the exchange at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Is this something that rings across America when you go to the polls? Are we going to see more people voting for Romney than Obama? Okay, so the headline in the Washington Post was this: is Obama overrated as a candidate? And Chris Caliza goes on to say in his report, in his piece, that it was unimaginable, you know, to think that 4 years ago. But now you look at his flaws and you look at what's happening at this point with Obama, and you can ask that question. Is Obama overrated as a candidate? If you watched him through this first term and his push for a second term, is this a guy who's not a perfect president? Is the debate performance bringing up that question for a lot of folks, or a lot of people asking the question, geez, I mean, is this all hat and no cattle? Is he all hat and no cattle, as they would say in the South? And there are many other expressions that you could put on this. So Rents Priebus, of course, who is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, had plenty to say about what Romney ultimately represented and what it would mean for another 4 years for Barack Obama.
This isn't going to come down to money. This is going to come down to heart. This is going to come down to work on the ground, plans. And I think the fact that this president didn't fulfill his promises, that will undo him, and we'll beat them on the ground, and we'll have all the money we need to be competitive.
An interesting line from that same Caliza story going along with what now Rents Priebus was spouting over the weekend as he was part of the Sunday Swirl. The Swirl, by the way, is what I call the Sunday talk shows, the talking heads in politics, is the fact that has this first 4 years been more about promises and a lack of delivery? Is he an ineffective president? In the debating game, it certainly showed that he wasn't a great debater, that this is not his strong suit, and that he's somebody who doesn't do too well off the teleprompter. And the poll certainly after it showed that there were people, at least that were being called, that were rethinking things, certainly, because Obama is a big speech guy. He gives a great speech. He's a speech guy. But he's not the closer when it comes to debating. He's not good at that. And I think it goes to that trend of wanting to be liked. That, to me, the thin skinness or the wanting to be liked, all that stuff is the Achilles heel of Barack Obama. But Republicans certainly can't base this one defeat of him in this one debate as something they can hang their hat on that will ultimately push Romney into the White House. The unemployment rate and the statistics there, what's happening with the economy, that's the juice that flows. That's what's going to happen. The unemployment rate fell on Friday to 7.8%. That's from 8.1%. It's the lowest number since January of 2009. So are we seeing some slow improvements in the job market, which has been just listless, is what I would call it. A listless job market. And I still think there are massive, massive problems in the job market. But the bottom line is the numbers. What do the numbers show? So who's ahead? Who's ahead in this race? By your count, what do you think? Mitt Romney says Obama doesn't know how to fix the economy. David Axelrod, the Democratic machine, the guy behind getting Barack Obama elected again, says Mitt Romney was dishonest. And what are the issues? It comes down to money, money, money. What's in your wallet? Is there enough in your wallet, or is there not enough in your wallet so that it makes you want to go to the polls and say, I'll try anything different because I'm just not going in this direction anymore. I'm not voting for this guy, whether I voted for him last time or not. So it comes back to that thing. Is Obama overrated? 1 month left for the election. What do you say as we rattle a few cages here? I'm going to throw out the numbers, but coming up in the wings, we have Saul Alban. We're going to talk about, speaking of the economy, we're going to talk about the economy with Saul Alban in Oslo, Norway. Great place for him to be talking to us about the economy because I found out some interesting things about Norway. So keep these numbers handy. I'm still going to give them to you anyway. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And I do want to tell you, on the website, if you go to americatonight.net, you can download Press 4. It's a piece of cake. And if you do that, all the stuff that Saul talks about with me will be there because all you have to do is you get Press 4, right? It's free. There's no crazy strings or anything weird attached to that. It's just like any other app that's free. And then when you hit it and it'll prompt you, you'll hear the voice, you say, America Tonight for Saul. America Tonight for Saul, and you'll get all the material he talks about. Because here's what happens when he comes on with us. A lot of you have written me this. Oh, it's great information. Oh, man, can you tell me can we go over that again? What did he say? That was awesome. Well, you don't have to miss it. All you have to do is download it. Then you'll have it. That's it. Boom. Free. It's no strings attached. No big deal. I'm telling you, where do you get this stuff for free? He's great. He does so much research. He's been working on this for a while now, and he's got a couple of special things that he's going to do for America Tonight with this cool business guide. So he's going to talk about a lot of things. He's going to go through a lot of information about the economy because this is what we're talking about. And, you know, is the economy going to go into a managed depression for 15 years? I'm headed into depression listening to this, that 15 years. Think of your age right now and then just give yourself 15 years and think of where you will be. So, you know, just a couple of days ago, the largest bond manager in the world, Bill Gross from PIMCO, said that while the U.S. is going to collapse, and this is what Saul was telling me, if the U.S. doesn't cut, you know, one point however many trillion from our deficit, we're running 1.5 trillion a year. If we don't do that, the U.S. is just going to collapse if we don't cut that deficit. That's pretty scary to me. 15 years, not cutting the 1.5 trillion. Yeah. Stay with us. Saul is in the wings. We'll talk to him next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,791.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,835.80, $9,1790 for a half ounce, or $458.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,835.80, $9,1790, and $458.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Delaney, well, we're always wondering if we have any loose change hanging around. Of course, we want more than loose change, but it's been difficult for so many people, and we're always pleased to have Saul Albom on the show. He's our financial guru, and we thought we would spend the two segments on a couple of different things. One, go through what's happening now currently, you know, talking about news events and ultimately what's happening, the effect of that on the economy. And I just mentioned some, we're a month away from the election. We saw that the job numbers were down slightly to the same percentage, 7.8, that they had been at when Barack Obama was sworn in January of 2009. And then the second part is really, really cool too, because Saul is building this awesome series on financial independence, and he's actually letting you have it all. This is all free. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and you download the Press 4 app, you can get it. Because people, it's like you're in class and you want to take notes. But you don't have to take notes. You can just relax, take a breath, and then you can go and get the Saul stuff from Press 4. If you have Press 4, then it's perfect. Just say America Tonight for Saul and you'll get all the stuff. So that's America Tonight for Saul. I'm telling you that right at the top so you don't have to worry about it. No notes. How cool is that? Hello, Saul. How have you been?
Wonderful, wonderful. And I've been taking some of that loose change and investing it here in some bacon, and it's really paid off for me.
Ooh, good. We will get bacon. I want to really hear about that. Hey, since I was in Ireland, I got a taste of the euro, and I have to tell you, besides asking me, and everybody was talking about our politics, asking me about Romney or Obama, the debate, all that kind of stuff, everybody complained about the Irish government in the Republic of Ireland, because there's 32 counties. Six of the counties in the north, like Belfast, they're all on the pound because they're British. And then the others, the 26 others, are euro. It's, you know, they're on euro currency. So to the dollar, it was 75 cents to the dollar for the euro, and people there were just whining about their taxes going up. It was already 42% across the board for them. Not happy about what's happening. And Ireland's in trouble, aren't they?
Sure, sure. Their debt to gross domestic product is 82%, which is only about 20% lower than ours in the U.S. And really, they're having a big problem. The people of Ireland, of only, I think there's only about 5 million people, owe a combined, over the summer at least, $135 billion. Last fact check I had. And how do they get competitive? How do they cut their spending to make up for all these bailouts and all these debts that they owe? So they're going through extreme pain, and I don't blame them for being upset. So there you are.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why. You know what was interesting that I noticed, and I talked to somebody. I sat next to a guy who worked for Google who had gone to Oxford, and he was in his mid-20s, and he told me how that was the headquarters for Google Europe, the European side, and that, you know, that they were just booming. They were blowing and going, but Apple was there, LinkedIn was there, Facebook was there, and the reason why is for people listening, they don't have to. They get the corporate tax breaks all the way across the board for 4 years free.
Yeah, there you go. And it comes down to rationally allocating. I use these two big words. That means putting your money where it makes the most sense. And right now, a lot of companies or a lot of countries are envious of our Silicon Valley. However, there's places all over the world, and I just caught an article out of these trade rags, and one of them was a venture capital trade rag called Red Herring. And Red Herring is what you call a circulation of preliminary investments into a venture capital company or a first company or a portfolio company. Anyway, so... And the editor of the Venture Capital magazine is complaining that Silicon Valley isn't competing as well as it used to and is not the place to put money. So Oxfordshire is a great place to put money while you're hearing the story of the debt clock, taxes. That's true. And a major component of it is that the Oxford is there too. So you have major, major research. So you combine major research with great taxes, a great tax policy, and you're going to have outstanding growth, which is the reason why Ireland grew up in the first place. They had a 10% corporate tax rate.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's it, absolutely. Let's kind of kick a couple of different things around in the news, current event-wise. Apple was sky high. The iPhone 5 comes out. Now it's tanking downward.
Yeah, you know, can we have an iPhone 9? I don't think so. So yeah. It's just the innovation's there. It's not as exciting. And this is what happens to Apple. It's very interesting because they'll go through a few blockbuster years where they'll kick butt on everything. And then they'll do something like they did 15 years ago where they'll introduce the Apple Newton. And there's a reason why you never heard of the Apple Newton, because it sucked.
Yeah.
And so basically they pushed innovation as far as they can on their phones, and they're not getting the same rate of return on their phones. The words are escaping me, Kate, but where you put in a dollar and you don't get the same dollar back every time. Like, first you put in a dollar, you get two, and then one, and then you get $1.50. So that's basically where they're at with their phones. And they're still good. They're still a great company. They're still making tons of money. However, they're going to have to come out with continue with something radical to keep that share price or to keep that share price moving as they want to. Otherwise, they're just going to stay about stagnant because they're priced in for about 16, 17 times earnings, and that's about where they'll go if they keep on their trajectory of just making their phones better and just selling a little bit more iTunes. So if you want to see that stock go to $1,000 a share, which, geez, that's amazing, I would love them, they'll have to come up with, I don't know, like the Apple brain or something, the Apple eyeball or...
Yeah, because people were talking about that, whether it would go up to $1,000 a share, and that would be incredible if it did, but I agree with you. You know, they'd have to come up with something that would just be absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, we're a couple of years ahead of that. I still think that they're going to execute. See, when it comes, there's two different types of change in a company. This is good for your listeners to know. So when they're looking at stocks and companies, they can help figure out. The first is operational excellence. So are they coming in and doing it better? Are they making it better and faster and everything like that? So it's kind of a modular innovation where they make an iPhone better. They make an iPhone sleeker. They make an iPhone faster. Or do they just invent the iPhone? And that's the radical change that you need to do to support such a high, even higher stock price. So if they keep going on, making it better and faster and cheaper, they'll make money and the stock will rise. But if they really want to get that pop, you know, that we're expecting at Apple, they need the Apple Kate or something.
Yeah, they got to come up with something else. All right, we only have a couple minutes left in this one, but the other thing is, you sent this to me that we're talking about, you saw a report from Bridgewater is the largest and most successful hedge fund ever, and we're talking about this, and they had this internal report talking about the bad news that we could be in this depressive state for at least 15 years. What? 15 years? That's the economy is going to be 15 years in the tank?
Yeah, 15 years in the tank, yeah. So I have friends all over, and I got my grubby little mitts, my mother would say, on this report out of Bridgewater. Bridgewater you've never heard of because they don't advertise. They don't need to. They do so well. They're the largest hedge fund in the world. They're run by a guy named Ray Dalio. And Ray made the headlines about 3 weeks ago about saying that, heck, we're going to be in a managed depression, and this is what we've been talking about, Kate, for, geez, 3 years now?
Yeah.
So managed depression, bad stuff, and he put a clock on it about 15 years. And last time I was on the show, Kate, I believe we talked about the Harvard study that said, you know, a minimum of 15 years, maybe upwards of 23 years, okay, of tough times.
Sure.
So that puts it right about, you know, it's like, I know they're right. I know the hedge fund manager, it's supposed to be the other way around. Like, Kate, we know we're right when the largest hedge fund manager comes, you know, when we're in line. But when the largest hedge fund manager comes around to what we're saying, then we know that everything's okay.
Whew, so, no kidding. That's brutal. So, yeah, that's brutal to think about those numbers. And you have a surprise for us coming up on the flip side. There's a way to turn your own ship around. Saul has been singing this song for a long time. You do not want to miss this. Next on America Tonight.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Getting press four and saying America Tonight for Saul. America Tonight for Saul. How cool is that? So all this great information will be there at your fingertips, especially what Saul is going to talk about now in starting a series. And I think it's like got a gazillion parts to it, which is what I love about Saul, because just it's never ending. And that's what's so cool, because it's the way his brain works. There's so much. A business guide for America Tonight. This is part one of 20. Saul, applause. Where's the applause back in Minneapolis? We are psyched about that. So what's the, tell us about the business guide.
Oh, sure. So basically what inspired me to do this, Kate, was I had enough. When Bill Gross, the largest bond fund manager, said America's addicted to debt crack. When Ray Dalio came over, we talked about in the last debt section, you know, largest hedge fund manager in the world said we're going to be in depression. And we've been talking about this for months and months. You have that there is no that risk is undiversifiable now, that all the markets are working as one, the markets are moving all as one, they're highly correlated. That means say gold sells off when the stock market sells off, and you can't protect yourself. You have to be financially independent. There are no great investments now. There is nowhere to hide. You have to take responsibility. And we've been pounding on this. I said, look, if I'm going to be preaching this on national radio, I just can't sound the alarm. I have to come with a solution. I guess that's part of our thinking too, Kate. So what I've decided to do is go through my business books, talk with successful entrepreneurs, talk work hard and make good money, and just write down what has made them successful. And here we go. So really what we have here is I'm building a 1 through 20 guide here for your listeners for free. They can go to press4.com and get the information from America Tonight and Kate as where they need to go. They can, it's there for them as listeners of your program, and it'll help them build their competency so they make more money, and it will help them if they decide to have a nice leisure business, not a lifestyle business. Now, we're not talking about blowing up like Apple or anything like that. We're trying to have a nice business where you can have a family, make some money, and be nice and stable and responsible for your destiny. And we have the major points here. We're on section one right now. As classes begin.
All right, so in section one, here's the thing. It really is true. So many people now, because they're stuck and because they've had a dream that they just ignored, are getting the chance to actually pursue that dream. But there's things you have to know as an entrepreneur. And you tell us, I love one of the main things that you say is, and this sounds so elementary, but it's not, because so many people, I've been in these meetings, and you have too, avoid daydream, and basically, you don't use the word fantasy, but I say fantasy, because people don't, they talk. You know, that's the thing about when I was in Ireland, that's what they say about the Irish. They'll go, and they'll have a pint, and they'll have the best ideas in the world, but they never execute the ideas. So the key thing is, it's good to have dreams, but you got to execute, right?
Give me a mediocre idea with a good execution and enough and a little bit of money, and we'll do just fine. Ideas and talk are worth. You get a great idea every week. Okay, what matters is, do you go out and do you talk with your potential customers about the idea? Do you get validation? And I'll give you an example. There's a group that's looking to build a 24-hour daycare center. And the first is, yeah, everyone would need a 24-hour daycare center. Well, it turns out that, you know, who really needs the 24-hour daycare center? The nurses. So you need to position your 24-hour daycare center next to a hospital, okay, or in between hospitals or something like that. Mm. So you need to go out and actually find out information and make your logical decision. So absolutely no talk. Get an idea and you test it.
Okay, the other thing you say, it's perfect. Find solutions to problems. You just gave us that example. Nurses who are working, I have a cousin in that situation. Luckily, she's got a mother who helps her, but if she didn't have that mother who was watching her children sometimes 2 or 3 days, she wouldn't be able to do what she does, where she works round the clock 3 days a week, so she's got 4 days with them. So you just said that. Find solutions to problems, because that's where the money lies, right?
Absolutely. So many people say, I have a great idea. I'm going to go get a bunch of money. I'm going to start up a new business. Whoops, I'm losing money. No one wants my crappy product. Okay, what you need to do is the opposite. Don't be the guy that's a solution looking for a problem. You want to be asking people, hey, what's bugging you? Hey, what would you pay for? What's really hurting you? Where's your pain? And then you can just ask them, well, do you have any ideas for that solution? And then that's where you go. The same as if you're working, it doesn't matter if you're a firefighter, if you're a welder, if you're a nurse. You ask your boss or you ask other coworkers, hey, what are we doing that's not as efficient as we could? What are we doing that's not as productive? How can I make myself more valuable for the team? What's the problem? How can I make myself, how can I fit the solution? So, if I can drill another thing into a would-be entrepreneur's head, which is don't be a solution looking for a problem. Find the problem first. Then you make 1 of 20 solutions, of which one of those 20, excuse me, you make 20 solutions, of which one of those, if you're lucky, will work out.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you do that, when you start to go down this path, there are some key things that you need, and one of them that you say is, eventually what you're going to have to do is build a team of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, and one of the things also that's extremely important that is not really talked about in mainstream is competency in your field. use the example of a welder. I don't know why, and it's just stuck in my head. I just think of, or a truck driver, or something like that. Is that you need to have a team that has the skills to get stuff done, and you need to have an understanding of your industry. I can just see the fellows and the ladies that are working right now. And if you've been working in your field for 10 or 20 years, you know your field and your industry. You need that. So that is the first basis of being able to set up your own business. So, for example, if we go back to the nurse, you know, someone like your cousin who's familiar with the needs of nursing would then be so much better at setting up that daycare because she understands what's called the target market. The people who need it, she understands the pain. She's more able to be flexible. She's more able to have the services to serve the nurses that need the 24-hour care. So you need to have, so you yourself need to start out with the core knowledge of that industry. I don't care if it's picking apples. I don't care if it's making candles. I don't care if it's nursing or welding, whatever it is. You have that industry, and then you build a team around you to help you with that. So if you know this, then you need someone that's good at marketing or something like that, or a good accountant on top of that, and you can help with that. And that's one of the keys, necessary keys to success.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and you have so much information, I'm going to cover them because there's way more than we could even get to. Go get Press 4. It's easy. It's free. It's no strings attached. Nothing weird about that. It's just like any other free app that you would download from iTunes or wherever. America Tonight for Saul, and you'll get all this stuff. And you also talk about the ability, you have to be able to accommodate uncertainty and ambiguity. That is perfect, because that sometimes messes people up.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're going to get a little philosophical again. You're always going to have to react in the moment, under stress, under pressure, with lack of resources. You never have. No one has infinite resources. You always have limited resources, limited time, and always, and most, worst of all, limited information. You'll never have a complete set understanding of what your customers want. They'll tell you one thing, and maybe they mean another. Okay, so you really have to be able to be flexible. You really have to be able to confront those challenges to be successful. It's one of the hardest things you can do is to manage yourself, manage people, and manage your business. Be flexible and overcome. Hopefully you go to the Press 4 and get this from Kate's section. It'll help you a little bit.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, I want to make sure we get this, and we only have a couple minutes left. And they'll be on there, so get those. You give 5 questions to ask yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so are you comfortable with stretching the rules? Yeah, so before you want to start your own business, don't forget, the way I look at it is you can start your own lifestyle business, okay? Or you can use these keys to say, I'm an entrepreneur to my boss. How can I make myself more attractive? So you would say, so some of the questions you need to ask yourself is, again, are you comfortable with stretching the rules and questioning conventional wisdom? Are you prepared to take on powerful competitors? Mm. You're going to open on a restaurant. You're going to compete with Subway, and you're going to compete with McDonald's and Starbucks, etc. Do you have the perseverance to take a small and to be small and grow steady? Okay, most businesses are never going to end up like the Big Apples or
no.
the IBMs, and that's
no.
okay. That's okay. Are you willing to change? So maybe our nurse example with the daycare for example, maybe the hospital moves. Then what?
Yeah.
So then
what?
Gotta, then she's got to be flexible.
Right.
Okay? Maybe
right.
she has an adult daycare. Maybe she turns it into that.
Yeah.
So you have to
yeah.
be flexible.
Yeah. It's all good. And then you also say this too. You have to be able to willing and shift the strategies, like you just said. And are you a good deal closer and decision maker? You've got to make decisions. You can't waffle on it. Saul Album, you never waffle. Terrific stuff. Thank you so much. And we'll do it again soon. And we'll make sure that people go to, of course, Press 4 and say America Tonight for Saul. Thanks, Saul.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Tonight, we do that weekly thing, our cheap movie review, where we give you little snippets of the movies so you can hear a little bit of what they sound like anyway. And I throw in my two cents as to whether or not I think it's worth your time going to see it and spending the dough you might have to spend and sitting in the theater when you could be doing something else. Nothing worse than shelling out the cash and going to an awful movie. I mean, if it's anywhere to decent or fantastic. I mean, if it's fantastic, that's the best. That's what you're hoping for, good to fantastic. So when you leave, you're talking about the movie, you feel like it was decent that you spent that amount of time watching that movie, and basically all around you're not bummed out. You spent the time to go and, go and see the flick. When time is so important to all of us, because it's what we have so little of, it seems. And also, dough. I always say, what's in your wallet? We keep talking about politics and the economy and what's going to happen a month from now, for goodness sake. And they say when things aren't so great, movie tickets, the amount of people jumping in line, going to movies, all that stuff really, really shoot up. But it looks like, you know, it's not always the case. And what fares well at the movies and what doesn't is interesting to me, because sometimes it's not obvious. Now, the first one of these I saw, and I loved it. I did. I just absolutely loved it. It was one of those sleeper flicks that I didn't really know much about. Then I went to see it, and I thought it was fantastic. And I like Liam Neeson, but I wasn't sure. So whenever there's a successful first one, whether it's a sleeper, it's supposed to be a hit or whatever, usually they're going for part two. Here's a little snippet of Taken 2.
How's it going?
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother and I are going to be taken. And people are going to come for you, too.
Leave the place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about.
There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet.
You got that?
Yes.
Go now.
All right, so apparently it struck a chord, maybe because of the first one. Liam Neeson is a guy called Brian Mills. He's a retired CIA agent, and he's got skills. Because the skills are the women in his life, he's going to stop at nothing to save them. The first time around, he saved his daughter, Kim, from kidnappers. Looks like it's happening again. So Taken 2 was tops at the box office. $50 million was the haul. That's pretty good. And you got Maggie Grace in this, and you got, Fanky Jansen's in it, too, and a whole bunch of people that you would probably recognize. Matt, you saw the first Taken, and you liked it, right?
Yeah, I thought it was entertaining, but I also think it's sometimes where you see these movies that are very successful, and they kind of force a sequel on you, where it's like, the plot is, I don't know, for me, like, I'll probably see it and I'll be entertained, but at the same time, it's like, if you're this character, I mean, you're going to get your family on a leash or something. I mean, getting kidnapped left and right here.
Yeah, one kidnapping, that would be enough, wouldn't it? One kidnapping and a family.
For being this extreme CIA guy, he's pretty
lame.
Pretty unaware.
Yeah, lame in that department. Your daughter gets kidnapped and almost gets sold to a Saudi prince guy. I think you'd be a little more cautious. Now, the whole kidnapping thing, the whole theme of kidnapping, it's awful. The disappearance of kids and that kind of stuff. But we're not even talking about sick child predators, that kind of thing. Just flat-out kidnapping. When I lived in Vegas, Steve Wynn's daughter was kidnapped, and it was so kept under wraps. And then finally the story broke, and it was awful. I mean, she was fine. They didn't do anything to her. And luckily, they got her. They got her back. And there's other famous kidnappings, like Frank Sinatra's son, Frankie Jr., who was kidnapped. Same thing, disappears, boom, held for ransom, comes back. The fear, of course, is something going to happen to them, is how much money can I ransom to make sure I get them back, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's so many people, you'd be surprised, who have things in place if they have some kind of money, corporate money, whatever. They have things in place in case a kidnapping happens or to prevent a kidnapping. Now, they don't have those Liam Neeson-type skills, but they have other people on the payroll who supposedly do. So the theme of the kidnapping thing has been around for a long time, and sadly, it's happened in real life many, many times, where luckily, you know, 8 times out of 10, it ends up okay, but not always. Sometimes it gets botched, the money, the transfer, should you involve the police or not? And, of course, we know when terrorists take somebody, we don't negotiate with terrorists, because that's a losing proposition, big time. There's absolutely no win in that. No win whatsoever. All right, I thought we would jump around a little bit here to fill you in on some things you might have missed over the weekend. One, this was big. Turkey, my goodness, Turkey is huge to the United States. We've got a big base in Turkey, so we certainly don't want to see problems there. And for the people in Turkey, they rely, especially in the European side, they rely so much on tourism. Well, Turkey, again, firing at Syria for the fifth day. So unusual to hear that. You just don't hear that with Turkey. They don't get involved in these wars. They don't jump into the middle of it. So you've got massive tensions along that border that are pretty high. And you've got shelling. There was some American journalist that witnessed shelling landing, you know, 200 meters inside Turkey. And you never heard about that before. And now you're hearing that all over the place. So they're responding to what's going on with Syria. And you have forces loyal to the still President Assad who are clashing with the rebels around the country. And now this is spilling off in other directions. Even the Turkish-run news agency is saying that the rebels had gotten full control of an area along the border, and the Syrian army is pulling back following an offensive by like 700 rebels or so. So this is the fifth day. And I am so certain there are many Turkish people who don't want to see this happen. Because once, remember, Turkey and Syria were close allies. Now they're foes since that uprising with Assad happened last March. And the president, the Turkish president, became one of the biggest critics of Assad. And maybe this is what's now become the blowback on that one. Maybe that's why this is happening. But it's not good news. It's not good news for the U.S. and certainly not good news for the people of Syria because of what they rely on. If you scare people away, then they're not going to come and visit. Why are they going to come and spend money if they're afraid to spend time in Turkey? And the answer is they're not going to do it. That's the bottom line. They're not going to spend their dough there. They're going to go someplace else because now they're not going to feel like they're going to be safe in Turkey. And this is something to keep an eye on when we see what's going on with Iran and what's happened with Ahmadinejad. So now here's another thing to worry about, whether or not they could jump full force into this or not. And let's hope not is the name of the game. Let's hope that does not happen. Tuesday, and we'll talk more about this later this week, but Jerry Sandusky, finally, that monster child molester, former Penn State assistant coach, will be sentenced, and we'll see what kind of time he does. Sadly, I have some terrible news from our family here in America tonight. We lost Donovan Madsen last week. You know how important Donovan was to me, and he was in my ear for 3.5 years. Occasionally he jumped on the air, and he suddenly died at the age of 34. We're playing the bagpipes in honor of you, buddy. I can't tell you how much we'll miss you. That goes for me and my other sidekick here on the other days, Matt Johnson. We love you, guy, and we know you're in a better spot.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.